Saka with Tula Mosakane Sakane.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades rose to more than 2,800 on Monday, and rescuers raced against time to find survivors. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Near the epicenter of Morocco's deadly earthquake, devastating loss is coming into focus. Brahim Ait Nasser's 7-year-old son, Suleiman, was sleeping when the 6.8 magnitude quake struck.
There were guests here at my house, and I told my wife to take him to his room to sleep. And she took him to this room. As she came back outside, the earthquake happened, and the ceilings were destroyed, and they fell on him.
Despite so much loss, Brahim says he plans to rebuild here, and is just grateful for the memories he has of his son.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Libya has declared three areas in its east a disaster area due to floods and asked for international help, the Libyan Presidential Council said in a statement on Monday. Deadly storm winds and heavy rain have flooded Libya over the past 2 days. The head of Libya's eastern government said more than 2,000 people had died in the coastal city of Derna and thousands more were missing. The head of the Red Crescent aid group in the region said Derna's toll was expected to hit 250. There were somber ceremonies in New York, Washington, and the eastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Monday to mark the 22nd anniversary of the Al-Qaeda attack on the United States. Vice President Kamala Harris and current and former mayors of New York joined victims' families at the 9/11 memorial on the site of the World Trade Center Twin Towers, brought down by two aircraft flown by hijackers, September 11th, 2001. This is VOA News. Malawi's president has launched a large-scale crop production initiative known as Mega Farms, aimed at boosting the country's agricultural-based economy and help end persistent food shortages. Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre.
Malawi has long faced food shortages at both national and domestic levels each year. This despite various efforts to boost agricultural production, including the targeted inputs program in which farmers buy seeds and fertilizer at cheaper prices. According to a report last month from the Famine Early Warning Systems Network, 4.4 million Malawians, representing 22% of the country's population, are facing food shortages. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Gabon's new ruler, General Brice Oligui Nguema, on Monday appointed former opposition leaders and stalwarts of the ousted regime to both houses of parliament. The general, proclaimed president for a transition period, led a bloodless coup against President Ali Bongo on August 30th. Moments before, Bongo, whose family ruled the West African state for 55 years, had been declared winner of a presidential election, which the army and opposition declared fraudulent. Oligui has promised to hand the country back to civilian rule with elections after a transitional period without setting a date. As COVID-19 hospitalizations rise in the U.S., health regulators have approved updated vaccines in hopes of blunting any fall or winter virus surge. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's been a year since the vaccines were tweaked, and this is part of a move to treat fall updates of the COVID-19 shots like getting a yearly flu shot. The FDA has opened the newest shots from Moderna and Pfizer to most Americans, even those who've never received a COVID vaccine. The new shots target an Omicron variant that's no longer dominant, but which the FDA says is close enough to current strains causing most COVID-19 illnesses. CDC advisors will issue recommendations tomorrow on who most needs the updated shots. Vaccinations could start later this week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Colombia, the world's biggest cocaine producer, set a new record last year for the manufacture of the drug and cultivation of coca leaf it's made from, a United Nations report said Monday. Coca leaf cultivation was 13% higher last year than in 2021, while cocaine production rose from 1,400 tons, according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.